In a world where Thanksgiving dinners become political battlegrounds and social media transforms into tribal warfare zones, we desperately need new ways to communicate. What makes Justin Lee's approach so compelling is his unique position straddling America's deepest divides. As a gay man raised in an evangelical Christian household, he spent his life as a cultural translator between worlds that often can't comprehend each other. We now live in a nation so divided that people point to different facts and make wildly different assumptions about reality. As one of Lee's friends described it, it's like we live on different planets. This polarization manifests in gridlocked government, stalled progress, and fractured families. Ironically, the internet that should connect us drives us apart. Pre-internet, smaller social circles necessitated resolving disputes with neighbors. Today, we can instantly drop people who disagree while receiving validation from like-minded individuals worldwide. Beyond our conscious choices, technology creates personalized filter bubbles showing altered versions of reality. Two people searching for the same term receive entirely different information, reinforcing existing beliefs. This matters because search engines are where most people turn for answers about what's true. Most people handle disagreements by fighting, avoiding, or compromising. When compromise isn't possible on important issues, we default to fighting or avoidance, worsening polarization. Consider Uncle John raising a contentious topic at Thanksgiving. You either fight, ruining dinner, avoid the topic, leaving harmful views unchallenged, or compromise, feigning agreement. Strategic dialogue offers a powerful alternative. It's not just friendly conversation, but a specific technique to reduce tension, change attitudes, and remove obstacles to truth by addressing the psychological barriers that block clear thinking. Arguments fail because they create defensiveness and prioritize winning over listening. While strategic dialogue doesn't replace necessary protests or legal action, it creates lasting attitude change rather than temporary compliance. The key insight: everyone believes they're right, and on important issues, people genuinely care about finding truth. Just as poorly planned meetings waste time, unprepared dialogue rarely changes minds. Effective dialogue requires thorough preparation of yourself, your audience, and the conversation space. Prepare yourself by researching all sides and defining clear goals, whether building understanding, restoring relationships, or achieving policy changes. Study your audience through their writings or social media to better speak to their values. Beginners should start with one-on-one dialogues rather than groups. Visualize responding calmly to frustrating comments and view the other person as a potential ally. Your invitation should match your relationship: formal for authority figures, casual for friends. Set clear expectations. Explain you want to hear their perspective and work together, not lecture them. Clarify that dialogue isn't claiming everyone is equally right, but building understanding while acknowledging disagreements. Choose a relaxing, interruption-free environment, perhaps over coffee or during a walk. When meeting, establish ground rules, listen without interrupting, and genuinely try to understand each other's perspectives. In electronic sales, I observed three types: passive order takers, aggressive pushers, and effective listeners who created win-win situations by understanding customer needs first. This principle applies equally to changing minds. Listening strategically yields better outcomes than pushing an agenda. Strategic listening gathers information to identify effective ways to introduce new ideas. Focus on what people want, believe, how they perceive your position, their information sources, vocabulary, fears, and potential common ground. Listen before asking others to listen to you, approaching conversations with curiosity. We often avoid listening because it feels passive when we crave action or because opposing views feel challenging. Some worry listening delays necessary action, but strategic dialogue complements rather than replaces other change methods. Understanding opponents' motivations actually helps fine-tune action plans. Listening doesn't legitimize harmful viewpoints. In fact, the more urgent the need to change someone's mind, the more essential listening becomes. Like perfect meringue requires room temperature eggs, effective dialogue requires listening first. It sets a cooperative tone, gives others a chance to be heard, and helps calm angry people. When engaging with someone you disagree with, conversations often fail because nobody wants to feel wrong. Suggesting someone change their mind implies they're mistaken, triggering defensiveness. Unlike movie villains, real-life opponents rarely view themselves negatively. We accept simple explanations like, "she's greedy," without exploring deeper motivations. Stories like Wicked show how antagonists become sympathetic when we understand their perspective. Strategic dialogue requires humanizing opponents through careful listening to understand underlying motivations rather than just positions. Avoid strawman explanations that rarely reflect how others view themselves. Understanding someone's motivations isn't excusing harmful behavior. Like experts investigating an accident, explaining why something happened helps prevent recurrence without legitimizing the event. When you understand their perspective, reflect it back. "I want to make sure I really understand where you're coming from." This transforms you from an accuser into someone who understands them, breaking down barriers to communication. We all have mental lists of things we should do, yet comfort and inertia keep us stationary. Like Newton's first law, humans maintain their current direction unless acted upon by an outside force, with echo chambers further insulating us. Asking someone to change position requires mental effort to overcome status quo bias. If their views are reinforced by their echo chamber, why undertake that challenge? Stories persuade where logical arguments fail. The stories we consume create mental scripts shaping our expectations. Consider how differently you'd react to aliens arriving if you'd watched E.T. versus Independence Day. If your neighbor wants to bring out the big guns against aliens because he's only seen invasion movies, logical arguments won't overcome his fear. But watching E.T. together might provide a new perspective by helping him identify with an alien character. People resist change when frightening narratives dominate their thinking. You can't combat these emotional scripts with logic alone. You need alternative stories showing different perspectives. Personal stories about specific individuals are more compelling than statistics. When crafting your story, share what shaped your feelings, include obstacles faced, offer hope, and demonstrate what's at stake. We live in a polarized world where dialogue requires discipline and commitment. This work is hard. Listening to damaging ideas, standing in conflict while receiving criticism from both sides, and resisting the echo chamber of like-minded people. When you feel like quitting, persist. Our culture's polarization is destroying us. The path forward requires talking to opponents, understanding their worldview, and becoming a voice they'll listen to. Despite years of experience, I still make mistakes, losing my temper, interrupting, taking things personally. Yet I've helped many change their minds through dialogue. Learn from your mistakes without excessive self-criticism. Any imperfect attempt at dialogue beats none at all. Our society faces a choice: build isolated communities that reinforce our superiority, or reach across divides. The easy path leads to fragmentation. The hard path creates new possibilities. In a world rewarding tribal thinking, choose the braver path of genuine understanding. Your voice matters most when you first prove you can listen.